Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So before the debate tonight, we're going to take a lot of calls and get a lot of insight into what exactly the candidates will be talking about. But before we do that, I want to turn to Mark Lauder. Mark is an expert when it comes to immigration issues. He is the Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute and former press secretary to the Vice President of the United States. Mark, thanks for coming back on the show. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been great. How are you?
Doing well. Let's talk about this lawsuit you guys filed. So we got to try to keep people who are not allowed to legally vote from voting. Sounds like a pretty basic common sense idea to me.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's rocket science, but you know, you look at so many of these states that are taking steps to allow illegal immigrants, you know, get the driver's licenses, automatic voter registration, yet they don't have any mechanism to say, well, are you actually legal to vote?
Mm-hmm. And how are non-citizens getting these ballots in the first place, Mark?
Well, you've got the Biden administration. You've also got the government there in Pennsylvania that have got executive orders that are telling everyone they have to go out and register everyone they can find, whether they're trying to get federal benefits or they're getting state benefits. And since there is no requirement that you have to prove your citizenship other than saying, are you a citizen? Anyone can just go and register to vote, and they can't stop them.
Mm-hmm. And how do we stop them, though? That's the thing, Mark Lauder. That's what everybody wants to know. How do we stop them? How do we prevent this from happening in the first place? And is that what your lawsuit addresses at America First Policy Institute?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a lot of these states to just make sure that they're taking the basic necessary steps that if you're not a legal U.S. citizen, you are not being registered to vote.
Right.
And if you don't register to vote, then you can't go in there and grab a ballot.
And when an illegal immigrant shows up and says, I want to vote, how does a state say, no, you're not legally allowed to vote if they can't check for ID or anything else? What do we have to put in place to make sure that that is something we can protect?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to make sure that we're getting them off the voters' rolls. Do not allow people who are not legal U.S. citizens to even register to vote. Mm-hmm. And then that's obviously if they try to go grab a ballot, you're not registered. But that's the key. And right now we've got too many of these Democrat-run states and obviously things coming out of the White House that are just doing everything they can to get illegal immigrants into the voter registration system, knowing that when you show up at the polls, they can't ask if you're a U.S. citizen and are legal to vote.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I think people listening right now, Mark Lauder, are thinking to themselves, well, how are they getting on the voter rolls in the first place if they're not a legal citizen? And we're obviously very far ahead of that. But if we want to get them off, that's great. How do we find out who they are first so that we can get them off the voter rolls? What do we have to do?
Well, you have to obviously do some there are matching programs that would allow people to match the voter registration to whether people are legally registered or to legal residents. Mm-hmm. But then you've got places like Washington, D.C., places out in California, other places, I'm sure, in liberal that are actually encouraging and legalizing voting by illegal immigrants in local elections.
Right.
And that's the problem. We just you can't let it at any level.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, San Francisco is looking to do that, and Portland and Washington, D.C., absolutely. The federal bill that they propose right now obviously only deals with federal elections. Is your lawsuit from America First Legal, is it going after elections at every level?
Well, we've got to, yes, obviously we're focused primarily at the federal level, but we've got to keep people off the voter rolls. And if they are in the voter rolls for local elections, it has to be designated somewhere that they are not eligible to vote federally.
Right. All right, so let's take Pennsylvania for example. What advice would you give Pennsylvania? This is the must-win state, right? Mark Lauder, whoever wins the state is going to be the next president of the United States. We got to figure out, first of all, we got to go through the voting rolls. We need to cleanse the dead, get them off the voting rolls, and then we got to cleanse the non-citizens. So is that effort underway? Is the Republican National Committee doing that?
Well, they're working on it. We're trying to obviously drive the state leadership and the county to do these basic voter roll cleanup programs. A lot of them aren't doing it. You get obviously the usual liberal suspects that for some reason don't think there should be clean voter rolls.
Yeah, which is amazing, right? But of course, if the voter rolls are messy, it gives people the opportunity. I've had people tell me they'll get multiple ballots sometimes. They'll get ballots through old addresses. They'll get ballots at new addresses. They'll get ballots for their son who used to live in the house but is now at college, and the kid will get one at college too. So you also have that problem happening as well, where you've got multiple ballots because people have different registrations. So the election rolls as themselves right now, voter registration rolls, are kind of a mess. Going into the debate tonight, what are you looking for President Trump to say regarding immigration?
Well, I think the president needs to focus on all of the main issues that are the big issues facing the American voters, whether it's the high cost of gas and groceries, obviously the wide open southern border, the wars that are raging in Europe and the Middle East. I mean, all of these things are Joe Biden's fault. And when you look at this morning, you know, Joe Biden woke up to have a bad day. Mm-hmm. When you have New York Times, Siena, Quinnipiac, both national polls with Joe Biden losing nationally by 4 percentage points.
And what I thought was particularly interesting about the New York Times poll and the crosstabs was the support Trump's doing with black voters. It's a remarkable change from 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's tripling the amount of support that he had in 2020. And the reason isn't shocking, because black voters, Hispanic, Latino voters, are no different than any other voters. They're struggling to pay for gas and groceries. They're struggling because of the illegal immigration, the crime that's taking place in our cities. And they're sick of it. They want to go back to those policies that lowered prices, made things affordable, had plentiful jobs, paychecks growing faster than inflation, the basic blocking and tackling that we expect, the things that Joe Biden failed at.
Mm-hmm. As far as Biden's performance tonight, why are they having a debate in June? I mean, what do you think, what are they up to? They wanted it so early right now. This is a long time to go till the election starts. So what are they up to?
It's a Hail Mary.
You think so?
They're trying to change the narrative. They've got to change the narrative. Uh-huh. Just remember, I was on the 2020 campaign. There wasn't a day in 2019 or 2020 that Donald Trump was beating Joe Biden head-to-head nationally. Mm-hmm. Not one day, not even before the pandemic. He's been leading him every day since September,
right.
And the lead is growing. And he's losing in all the swing states, not just one or two of the swing states, all of the swing states. And there are more swing states being added. So now Virginia's in play. Minnesota's in play. New Hampshire could be in play. The map is shifting to Donald Trump, and Joe Biden and his campaign are desperate. They've got to do something to change the trajectory of this election. If they don't, it's going to get out of hand.
So according to the polls today, Trump's at 30% support with black voters. Biden's at 59% support with black voters. That's very, very, very different right there for him from where he was. Trump is down 1 point with Hispanic voters, but that's according to the New York Times poll. Other polls we've seen, Trump is winning with Hispanic voters. And certainly if you look at the swing states, because national polls are one thing, but the polls that I pay attention to are the polls out of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other states like that. Though, I mean, those swing states are saying something very similar. They're telling a very similar story. story. So, yes, Trump's been leading, but I also think when you look at the crosstabs of this, it's that the groups that he's leading with are groups that the Democrats absolutely need if they're going to get Biden in there for a second term, and Biden just doesn't have that support. Plus, he also has the problem of college kids, and he also has the problem of third-party candidates.
You're absolutely correct. And I mean, let's remember, for all the shenanigans and games they played in 2020, they won by 43,000 votes in three states. It does not take a massive sea change. A 1, 2% move in certain demographics in certain states changes the outcome of the election.
Right. Mark Lauder, I appreciate you joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC, Chief Communications Officer for America First Legal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. I said I grabbed Dave's call, but your typing is way too distracting. I know.
Can't type any like quieter.
It's just so distracting. Matt DeSantis.
Sorry, I'll do better.
DeSantis is next to me typing away. What are you typing anyway? Like a love letter to your...
No,
your...
I have to write the show log. I have to keep the show log.
The show log? I mean, this is the show.
I'm typing pretty...
This is the log.
I thought it was typing sort of sheepishly.
All right, why don't you guys... Let's have somebody from the audience do it. We got a live audience today. They can do the show log for us. Who wants to volunteer to do the show log? Besides, you got to be looking for breaking news. Apparently now, this is what just happened. I just saw this. Nicole Wallace from MSNBC just said the following. Hi, everyone. It's 4 p.m. in New York, and a Catholic and a convict walk into a bar. Is that humor?
I know. That's not that funny.
It's not that funny, right? She must go to the same school that, what's his name, went to for sarcasm. I guess it's comedy slash sarcasm. And they're not very good at this. All right, Dave, I told you to hang on. You held on. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Dave's in Langhorne. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Rich?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, he has to talk about policy, you know, with Putin. Ukraine can't be in NATO, number one. Make all those NATO companies pay the money. Why should we defend them? And build up the industry in our country. Ukraine doesn't make anymore.
Yeah, listen, I think that those policies, that's what people want to hear, right? They want to hear that you're going to do something for America first, you're going to put America first, and not Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it. I thought
you
hung up on me.
What's that?
I thought you hung up on me.
No, I'm still here. I think you're right on. You look at what those black barbers in Detroit were saying. They were saying the same thing you're saying. You know, we're tired of the jobs being outsourced, and we're also we're tired of all our money going overseas for all these wars. They're tired of it. So,
man, Clinton shipped all to China.
All right, buddy. Now I'm hanging up on you. I'm not hanging up on you in a negative way. I'm just disconnecting the call. All right.
Come on.
Dave, all right, thanks, buddy. No, I'm not hanging up, though. I didn't hang up. I haven't hung up on anybody today. But you disconnect the call. That's all you say. Thank you for calling. Phil's in Wilmington. Phil, go ahead.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Boy, you could not have had a more perfect subject today. I was a poll worker in Delaware for 4 years, and all of a sudden, last election, they changed the rules for poll workers. We as poll workers were not allowed to ask for a government-issued photo ID or driver's license. All we were allowed to do was ask for proof of who you are. And because I questioned it and didn't think it was appropriate, because anybody could go by and pick up an envelope from their neighbor's mailbox, and if that person doesn't vote,
right,
then that person that grabbed the mail from the mailbox, their vote counted. So multiply that by a million people, and it's just done.
No,
and all of a sudden they forbid me from working the polls ever again.
Well, Phil, how do we deal with it? What my last guest was talking about with all the voter registration rolls being so polluted and corrupted. How do we deal with it?
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, even though I don't like Big Brother watching me, but I think if you are a citizen, you get a photo ID government issued.
I know, but they're not going to do that for this election. So how do we deal with what the reality of what we have going into this election? You were a poll worker, right? So what needs to happen at the state level to make sure that these voter registration rolls are cleaned up?
Well, they have time now to at least say no mail as ID. You have to have an official ID.
Yeah, but they're not going to do
that. That's not complicated.
I mean, I wish they would. I really do. But photo ID is they're not going to do it. By this election, certainly not in Pennsylvania anyway. Not in Delaware.
And you know what's interesting about it is call the Democrats on it and say, listen, have the government pay for those photo IDs if these people can't afford them. And watch them say, why should we pay for that?
Phil, listen, buddy, and thanks for the call and have a great day. They will not give us photo ID. So how do we deal with the election given the rules that we have going into this? It's very troubling when you think about the voter registration rules. It's very troubling. Doug is in King of Prussia. Doug, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
I was going to talk about a different topic, but on your topic that you're talking about right now is, I think you got to just outnumber.
Yeah.
And I hope that
too big
so
to read,
bad,
right? That's so what you got to do.
Because I think they're going to cheat, and the population is just going to be so upset by that we outnumber them to take it away. The topic I wanted to talk about, though, is how the Republicans don't back Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not outspoken enough. The Democrats rolled all over him during his presidency, and now, I just think they're all talk.
Well, when you say the Republicans, like, who do you mean? Give me some examples.
Well, I know Lindsey Graham. He's a.
Don't worry about Lindsey. The Southern gentleman doesn't have any clout. Don't worry about him.
But I really think like Jim Jordan sounds good, but he doesn't really. They never do anything.
Well, I think Jim Jordan is a fighter. That's for sure. He really is. Look, there are some people that are definitely anti-Trump. That no question about it. But they're a small group. I mean, you look at the polling number. Trump's got about 93-94% support with Republican voters, right, Matt DeSantis? You look at the numbers when it comes to Republican voters. He's locked them down.
Yeah, that's
the myth
voters.
Of the Nikki Haley
that's
voter
with the
doesn't exist. So,
right, but that's with the voters. Yeah. It's not with the actual politicians that are in office.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're not outspoken enough.
I agree. A lot of them are not, Doug. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. But the voters are with Trump, and that's the good news. Where's he at with Republican voters, Republican registered?
I'm trying to find it off the top of my head.
I think
you're
right.
It's over 90%.
Yeah. Dave's in Ridley Park. Dave, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How are you, sir?
What's going on?
Good, not much. I want to tell you a story about the last election, okay? It's very simple. I had two vacant rental properties, and I got the mail-in ballots mailed to the two vacant rentals. One was in Sharon Hill, one was in Darby. So then what I did is I just pulled two names out, Latoya Jackson and Loretta Raines. They were the two names I used for the separate addresses. I faked the Social Security numbers, mailed in the applications to the media courthouse, and 3 weeks later, I got both ballots mailed to my house that I could have voted and mailed them in. So, yeah, and so what I did is I put it on Facebook, and about 3 weeks after that, the FBI was at my house. I live in Ridley Park, and they started giving me a hard time. And I told them, I said, well, I didn't vote. I never sent them in. And they said, well, what makes you think that you could have mailed them in? And I said, well, because you can't fraud Donald Duck. Or Loretta Raines or some fake name. I said, see, and then I had to throw them off my property. Now I have a no trespassing sign on my property now.
Well, that's good. Did you make the sign or did you buy it?
No. I bought the sign at the Home Depot.
All
to
right.
Say if you want. Once you put no trespassing, then they need a warrant to get on your property.
Yeah, well, they should need a warrant anyway. But Dave, thank you. Yeah, listen, thank you for the call.
There's the true story. They're going to cheat again.
Well, they're going to try. We're not going to let them. That's for sure. They're definitely going to try. Sharon is in Runnymede. Sharon, how you doing?
Good. Want to say I love, love, love your show.
Oh, love, love, love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I listen to it all the time, addicted to. Listen, I just want to know, when Trump got in, I'm here for double things, so I got to start the thought. When he had control, when he got elected in and he had control, the second and a half, why change the rules then? And I'm a big...
You're breaking up. Try to call back because I can't understand a word you're saying other than, you love me. That's all I got. After that, I got nothing. Which often happens. People confess their love to me, and then it's garbled after that. It's hard to hear after that. So try to call back. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Now, what am I seeing right now? So there's going to be a two-minute delay tonight during the debate? Is that what you just sent me, Matt DeSantis?
Yeah, I'm trying to confirm that. It seems to be pretty popular going around social media right now. CNN Communications responded to the claim and said, this is false. The debate will begin live at 9 p.m. But that was addressing whether or not the broadcast could potentially be edited within that delay period.
Okay.
They didn't actually deny that there would be a 1 to 2 minute delay.
A 1 to 2 minute delay. That's enough time for Biden to change his depends, I guess, right? I mean, you could probably do a quick change.
Yeah, I mean, I guess traditionally they operate with a 7 second delay. So it's
from
quite a difference.
7 to 2 minutes?
Yeah, again, I'm trying to confirm it, but CNN Communications denied the part about there being a potential edit. They did not deny the change in the delay time.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep following that. That's an interesting development.
It's very weird.
If you're worried about falling asleep at night, we do have the latest commercial for you from our friend Jimmy Fallon at Fox News Saturday Night. By the way, after the show, I'm heading up to New York because I'm taping his 4th of July special with him tomorrow morning. But he put this out, and then Trump's campaign retweeted it, posted it on social media, posted it on Instagram, along with a lot of other people who posted it under their handle but took out the Fox News Saturday Night logo and just put it under theirs. Isn't that sleazy?
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's a terrible thing to do. Anyway, this is by Denica for America, a new sleeping pill to help you take a listen.
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway.
Bidenica has a patented blend of confusion and forgetfulness that will calm the most overactive brains.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
When they sold out American jobs and killed the Keystone Pipeline, it kept me up all night worrying about how we pay our bills. But then I got Bidenica, and I've never slept better.
Sometimes when I get hopped up on sugar, my parents give me Bidenica so I pass out. Other times they give it to me during the day, probably so they can do the deed. Gross.
Warning. People who have used Bidenica have experienced rapid lying and an inability to secure the southern border. Others have hallucinated and fought breakfast cereals.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Ask your doctor if Bidenica is right for you.
Very good, very good. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. What would you like to hear at the debate tonight? What are you expecting to hear? And what do you think Trump's going to do tonight? Give me your prediction on what he's going to do. 855-839-1210. Listen, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed a dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. Once you get past all that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing, amazing, and business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo despite the renovation and the road construction. And right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because on top of amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. That's right, an additional $1,000 off. It's amazing. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. So get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. They're right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
his royal rugness, is hosting a fundraiser for Joe Biden at his palatial seaside mansion tomorrow, I believe, or Saturday. And there's going to be a little protest. So there might be a little Trump flotilla. But yes, the king hosting a fundraiser at his house because he's just such a man of the people. Here to talk about it with me, Russ Connolly is the Northeast Regional Director of Americans for Prosperity. Hey, how you doing, Ross? What's new?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Rich.
Absolutely. So the king, where is the king's palatial seaside resort, actually?
So it's in Middletown Township, New Jersey, and our great president has decided to stop by New Jersey and spread his message of Bidenomics.
Spread his message of Bidenomics. All right, so he's going to be there, and Phil Murphy's just a man of the people. What's he worth, like $100 million?
Quite a bit. The bigger offense in my mind is him following the president's economic agenda, increasing taxes, increasing spending to New Jerseyans who are struggling to get by.
Yeah, and the bigger offense also is always trying to raise taxes on everybody while he does everything he possibly can to avoid paying them, but I guess that's for another show. All right, so what's the plan? What's the plan to send a message to the king and to the president during this palatial fundraiser? I imagine there's going to be a lot of canapés and past hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, this Saturday, his actual fundraiser is in the evening, but we're going to be assembling Saturday afternoon in Middletown Township with a whole bunch of people to welcome New Jersey or welcome the president to New Jersey in the best way possible, holding him accountable for his horrible record on inflation and his Bidenomics agenda.
All right, so people are going to protest. I like it. I think they're going to engage. Engagement's always good. Where can they learn more if they want to meet up with the group?
So if you want to meet up, you can come by Navasink River Road and Blossom Cove Road at Bodman Park in Middletown around 3:45 on Saturday. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org or our partners Jersey First in New Jersey have been posting it all over their social media pages where you can find all the details.
How bad has this president been for the economy?
He has been absolutely atrocious. Just to give a little perspective to what his record has delivered, we are now $34 trillion in debt. His agenda has driven costs $11,400 more per family that they're having to spend on basic goods that 4 years ago they'd had no problem affording. So his agenda is driving costs higher for Americans, whether it's products at the grocery store or at the pump getting gas. So we're trying to bring attention throughout the country that Bidenomics is bad at economics, and we're going to hold him accountable for his allies in Congress for their terrible votes on driving these inflationary policies.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. And as far as the last question I have for you is, how good were Trump's policies for the economy, especially when you compare them to Biden's?
I mean, certainly 4 years ago, the economy was in a much different place. The tax cuts that Trump did gave tax relief to every single American. That is something that we're working on that's coming up in December after the election, that Biden has promised that he would not renew. That would be a tax increase for every single American. The Biden policies are more regulation, more taxes, to compared previously where we saw deregulation and a real abundance of the American economy.
Well, again, that protest is going to be this Saturday, 3:45, you said. Just give us the details one more time.
3:45 p.m. In Middletown Township, Navasink Road, and Blossom Cove Road.
All right, Russ Connolly, thank you very much. Americans for Prosperity, we appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so we have some food available for all of our friends who came to the Cioli Show Unplugged. You gave generously to the Travis Manning Foundation. We appreciate that. And the food actually is from our friends over at Primo Hoagies. Primo Hoagies, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Phillies. Bryson Stott and the Birds, Brandon Graham. Makes your next game day or party primo. Order online at primohoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a primo. And I'll tell you, the reason why is the bread. The bread is the greatest. It's the greatest.
Seeded bread.
Which is my rule. You have to have a seeded for a great hoagie. And it's crispy on the outside, chewy on the inside, and they slice their meats fresh.
It's a great sandwich,
doubt. It's a great hoagie. Why don't you get one, Matt DeSantis?
I will. I was trying to be polite and let our guests eat first.
I mean, there's plenty of primo hoagies to go around for everybody.
I don't want
right?
to be rude. I don't want to wrestle one of our generous donors here for a sandwich.
Now, I'm trying to read the copy here. So it's Primo Hoagies, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Phillies, comma, Bryson Stott and Birds. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Does that mean?
I don't know anything about sports, so you're asking the wrong
Bryson
guy.
Bryson Stott, does he play for the Birds? No.
It's got to be a Philly.
Okay. Brandon Graham, he plays.
He's an Eagle.
That's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. And there's a comma that's out of place. I don't know. But either way, those guys like Primo Hoagies as much as I do. I'm not a big sports guy, so I'm trying to, you know. I saw Brandon. I thought, let's go Brandon. That's all I thought. That's what I thought. You know. So make your next game day or party primo. Order primohoagies.com. You know what I do when I have parties? I get the Primo Hoagie tray.
Delicious choice.
That's what you got to do. It's a crowd pleaser. They cut them up in a small little, you know, small little mini hoagies.
You get a little taste of everything.
You get
that
a little
way.
Taste of everything. My favorite is the Nonas. You know what the Nonas is?
I've never even heard of
so
it.
So it is. It's eggplant, okay. A little fresh mozz, or sometimes they use sharp provolone, roasted red peppers. Mm.
That sounds great.
The eggplant's hot. It's nice.
I would tell you what my favorite sandwich is from Primo's, but you'll yell at me, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
Don't tell me it's tuna fish.
No.
It's tuna fish.
It's worse than that, probably, in your eyes. I like their bologna.
You are so milk-toast, DeSantis.
I think I could
bologna. All right. All right. What are you, six?
I like a bologna sandwich.
Did you get a peanut butter and jelly there while you're at it, or what?
I'm sure if they made one, it would be delicious, but
they
I've not
spicy
tried
spicy gabagol, and you're getting bologna.
Well,
and cheese, or no?
Yeah, I put American cheese
you
on there.
You put the Velveeta. What DeSantis does is he actually brings it home and takes the Kraft slices out of the plastic and puts it on the bologna and then eats it,
that's
right?
That's a lie. I only use the Kraft slices for grilled cheese.
Well, obviously.
It melts better.
Of course.
It's something about, like, you know, it's been
you really are an anomaly. You really are. I think you were engineered in a lab. I do. I believe that. All right. Well, thank you, Primo. And eat up, guys. Enjoy. And we got some Zioli Zin over here, my homemade wine. And we have some beer and some soft drinks over there as well. So there you go. Chris Eppolito on Twitter says, as a father, I can confirm you can change a diaper twice within 2 minutes. Hashtag CNN debate, hashtag Biden debate, hashtag Zioli Army. John Housen says, Harris Faulkner of Fox News is reporting that the pool camera will not be allowed into the debate. How much damage can CNN do with no independent camera and a two-minute delay? So do we have verification on the two-minute delay? Or are we still kind of trying to fact-check this?
I'm still trying to fact-check.
All right, fact-check away if you could. I'm very curious about that. And Karine Jean-Pierre. The White House, or I should say Air Force One, the gaggle, the fembot was there to do the gaggle, as they call it, was asked the question about Biden taking performance-enhancing drugs. I'll play that for you upon my return. This is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure, call Dr. Mike today. He's the master of dental implants. Schedule your free implant consultation at 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Speaking of Chris Eppolito, so you guys hung out the other night, huh? Santo, yeah, you and Chris? I'm sitting here amazed that Primo Hoagies makes Matt DeSantis a bologna sandwich on a brioche bun. I don't know, Santo, what do you think? Yeah, it's outrageous. That's a fugazi. Brioche bologna sandwich. Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, you get them guts. Exactly right. You get them guts. 855-839-1210. We're live. We're in the Odyssey Hub, the Odyssey World Headquarters, over the Schuylkill River. We're doing our Scioli Show Unplugged tonight. We got a great group of friends with us. And John and Nadia, they opened up the wine for us. And Kathy and Santo. Oh, you going in? Go in. All right, do it. You may have to open the other bottle while you're there. Let it breathe. And since it's homemade, let it breathe for a few hours and then just throw it out. That's what I would suggest, since I made it. There's Zinfandel grapes from California. The best of the best from Lodi. It's how you make a good Zinfandel. None of this white Zinfandel Fugazi for all the Jersey girls listening right now. White Zinfandel is a Fugazi wine. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real wine. If you drink it, it's fine. But, you know, whatever you got to do. It turns out now this is interesting. I'm trying to figure this out. Apparently, CNN is not allowing any journalists into the room. So CNN is apparently refusing to allow journalists into the studio for the presidential debate this evening, as the Biden team and CNN desperately tried to rig the debate in Biden's favor. The White House Correspondents Association released the following statement, quote, White House Correspondents Association is deeply concerned that CNN has rejected our repeated requests to include the White House travel pool inside the studio. Through conversations and advocacy, we urge CNN to grant access to at least one print pool reporter for the duration of the debate. White House Communications Association has been informed that one print reporter will be permitted to enter the studio during a commercial break to briefly observe the setting. That is not sufficient in our view and diminishes a core principle of presidential coverage. The White House pool has a duty to document, report, and witness the president's events and his movements on behalf of the American people. They're absolutely rigging this. I mean, there's no question about it. Why would they not want the president? First of all, CNN, they're the ones always screaming about journalism and how it's under attack, under assault. They're the ones, Jim Acosta, Trump is going to put him in a journalist internment camp. And now they're not letting the press, their own colleagues, into the room to be able to cover the debate? Huh? The pool reporter works on behalf of the entire White House press corps. This is a statement from the White House Communications Association. The pool reporter works on behalf of the entire White House press corps. Print pool reports are an important part of the historical record. Further, the pool is screened by the U.S. Secret Service and travels with the President and Air Force One, so there's no security issue. The Biden campaign told the White House Correspondents Association it supports our request. The Trump campaign told the White House Correspondents Association it would not oppose the inclusion of the White House pool reporter. The Trump campaign has a separate press corps. Tonight's debate will have no audience present and includes format rules that can silence candidates' microphones. We don't know how this will play out in real time. A pool reporter is there to observe what is said and done when microphones are off or when either candidate is not seen on camera, but may speak, gesture, move, or engage in some way. The White House Correspondents Association believes this principle of coverage matters. The White House travel pool has been included in past presidential debates And we believe that that standard of access is essential. Precedent matters for future debates. Yeah, certainly this is a very, very odd move by CNN, and it's going to fuel a lot of people questioning the integrity of this debate. No question about it. No doubt. Good for the White House Correspondents Association to come out and say that. Just unbelievable. Refusing to allow journalists in the room, and apparently not even a pool camera either. So you can definitely tell there's some shenanigans at play. White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre was asked the question today. The question was asked about Joe Biden and performance-enhancing drugs. Take a listen.
What is the response to former President Trump's claims that President Biden may be taking something tonight to boost his performance?
I don't think that I should dignify that with an answer.
Why is it? Why? Why not? Why? What's undignified about it? Seriously, what's undignified about it? I share with you the New York Post article about all the various ways you can enhance your performance. It's all legal. It's all street legal. Vitamin B12 shot in the ass, a butt. I caught myself there. You can do a little Provigil, a little Adderall. You can do Botox. There's all kinds of different ways to enhance your performance. Why won't she dignify that with a response? Whenever somebody says they won't dignify that with a response, it means they're lying. That's what it means. It means that the answer is exactly what you think it is. There was a buddy of mine once who confronted his girlfriend about cheating on him. It's a true story. And she asked him point blank. He said, "Are you having relations with that guy?" And she said, "I will not dignify that with a response." And he asked me, he goes, "What do you think that means?" I said, "It means that she's sleeping with him. That's what it means." I don't have to be a genius or Dr. Phil or a relationship expert to tell you the answer to that question, but that's what it means. I will not dignify that with a response. It also always reminds me of the scene in Animal House, am I right? I will not let you, what is it? I will not let you insult the United States of America, gentlemen! And they all storm out of the room. If somebody says they will not dignify that with a response, it means they're guilty, they did it, and that's the reason why they are dodging it. Otherwise, you turn around and say, absolutely not. In fact, President Biden tonight has never been sharper. He'll have a cup of coffee, and he may even have some Wheaties. But that's it. That's all he's taking. He doesn't need it. He gets high on life. He's naturally high. But if they're giving him something to enhance his performance, then you're going to go with the "I will not." How dare you implicate? What kind of a question? I will not. Absolutely not would I answer that question. You're saying no? No, I'm saying I won't answer that question. Because for a minute there, I thought you were saying absolutely not to the question. No. No, because they don't want to get caught in a lie. It's the other thing, too. So they're worried about what you know. So when people think you might have something on them, they're always worried about lying. So that's the best way to get around it by going, I will not dignify. That is beneath me. I mean, that is just, that question is beneath me. It does not deserve my answer. So I'm saying no to answering that question. You guys say that's a no? No, it means I'm not answering the question. I'm saying no to answering that question because it's undignified. So you're saying yes? I'm saying I'm not answering the question because it's just not a nice question. So you did it, didn't you? Yeah, I did it. I totally did it. You're right. All right. Yeah, we shot him up. We shot him up good tonight. Gave him an IV. It's actually Adderall, Provigil, New Vigil, Red Bull, cocaine, and a banana peel. It's a thing. We got it from Cuba, Justin Trudeau's dad. Just seeing if you're paying attention, Matt DeSantis. Just seeing if you're paying attention.
We believe his father is Pierre Trudeau. That's the official stance of the Rich Zeoli Show.
You believe that. Nobody else believes that. And since you eat bologna and cheese on brioche, nobody cares what
I don't
you
eat
think.
It on brioche. I just eat it on a roll.
Little Brian Stelter is saying the 2-minute delay story is not true. Okay?
That's what he's saying.
And you're saying they'd be foolish not to shoot him up with B12. Look, there's nothing wrong with B12. And that's what I would say, too. I would say, yeah. The reason why I think that there's something going on here is because if it's just B12 or something or vitamins, just give him vitamins. And go, yeah, he's on vitamins and, you know, gave him an extra B12 shot to wake him up tonight. It's no big deal. But if it's not just B12, you don't want to go there at all. So that's when you do the "I will not dignify that ant. I will how dare I will not." One more time, please, with that answer from the White House fembot KJP. And a reminder, CNN is not allowing the pool camera in tonight. And they are not there. This 2-minute delay story, we're getting mixed. I don't know if it's real, if it's not real. We're trying to figure this out. But apparently little Brian Stelter told us he's going to the prom tonight and there will be a 2-minute delay at the prom. but not on CNN. I don't know if that's true or not. Go ahead.
What is the response to former President Trump's claims that President Biden may be taking something tonight to boost his performance?
I don't think that I should dignify that with an answer.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's totally taking something to boost his performance, right? Yeah, he is. Just be honest, KJP. You know it. Be honest with us. Well, we have our answer. Look, a lot of people take these things to enhance their performance, but what really, really worries me tonight, though, more than anything, is the fact that the press corps is not going to be in the room. I have no doubts Biden's going to be hopped up on something and yelling at everybody. But there's going to be a lot of moments that are said off mic, because as we went through with CNN, they're cutting the mics if it's not your turn to speak. But that doesn't mean the other two candidates are not going to say something. Without a reporter in the room, or just a press pool reporter, who's still a Democrat, to my friend's point, and there really should be the press pool reporter, and then also the Trump campaign, the reporter who follows the Trump campaign, although that person can still be a Democrat too. There's really no way to weed that out. But at least if you had a pool camera in the room, they could record the candidates doing everything they're doing because it's not being broadcast on television. So here's what I mean by that. If you had a pool camera in the room and they recorded the entire debate, CNN can air whatever it wants to air and Fox News can simulcast it. But the pool camera is there in the unedited Zapruder film way, that if there's a claim that Trump or Biden said something or looked a certain way or gave each other the finger, you know what I mean? That's what I would do. If the camera's not on me, I'm going to be like this to Joe Biden. You know, you that's the Jersey salute right there for everybody on YouTube. I'm not doing that to you, but at the seminar callers earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, you know, like a nice big Jersey salute. Is it a violation of the FCC if you give the Jersey salute, I wonder? I didn't say the word.
Nah, you're good.
Nah, who cares, right? Am I still on the air? Do they take me off the air? Scalish, am I still on the air? All right, good. Because I'll say this to the FCC while you're looking right there. That's my index finger, not the middle finger. But the FTC... That's a whole other story. I'll give you what I think about that during the break. No, seriously, I mean, if you had a press pool camera there recording the entire thing, you'd get the unedited actual event taking place, and then CNN can't edit what they want in post, because that's what concerns me. If the camera's on Biden and then Trump is doing something, they could make the argument that they could take a snippet of that, because CNN will have the feed, and put it out there to make Trump look distracted or something, and they could edit out any parts where Biden is looking like he's looking for mommy in a pacifier. So that's what also worries me. They have full control. They have complete control over this. I don't know why the Trump campaign didn't ask these questions ahead of time. Honestly, it really bothers me, because these are the kind of things that I would have made sure of. I just assumed that this was something that was agreed to ahead of time. You agree to have independent observers in the room. You agree to an independent audio video person. You agree to audio video from both campaigns in the room, and you agree to have the press corps there so that they can observe and they can write stories about it. The fact that we're learning all this at 5 o'clock when the debate's at 9 o'clock is very troubling to me. Not nearly as troubling as you eating bologna sandwich on brioche bread, but it's troubling nonetheless. It really is. It's very troubling.
The brioche part is not true.
Really go to Primo Hoagies and you order bologna?
Occasionally, yeah. I'd say 50% of the time. I alternate between that and the Italian.
Honestly, it's just a disgrazia. Well, Primo Hoagies tonight, the debate preview brought to you by Primo Hoagies, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Phillies. And make your next game day or party Primo. Order PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. Absolutely right. All right. Big show still to come. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We'll get more details on the debate tonight. Michelle Obama's private frustration with the Bidens. What does that mean? And why is everyone ignoring the fact that the United States Supreme Court yesterday said the government of the United States has free reign to continue censoring the American people? Why are we just ignoring this? I'm already seeing blowback on social media. I'm already seeing social media do what they do, which is to censor and intimidate and harass. It's already happening. So why are we not talking more about it? Big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.